So it's the summertime, and something that's very popular in the summertime are summer musicals at local theater companies.
It's been a tradition in Northwest Arkansas for some time.
For several years. But for Trike Theater, a professional youth company in Bentonville, this will be the first time that they've had a summer musical.
And they are not picking something that is easy.
No.
They have accepted a challenge.
Yes, they have selected Into the Woods Junior, so a shorter condensed version for the kiddos, and it'll be this weekend at Arend Arts Center.
It is staged by children, and with the intent that children, along with some of their older friends and parents, will come watch.
Yes, and two people from Trike Theater recently came to visit us inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Sarah Lear, the managing director.
And Casey Mishevitz, who is the artistic director and the founder of Trike Theater.
We're entering into our fifth season, which is crazy. Yeah, we've gone from a small little company to a company with three full-time staff members, a camp where we're serving over 280 students. Last summer, it was about 220, I think, about that. And so we continue to grow and expand, and our after-school classes are expanding, our outreach is expanding, our in-school residency work. And then we're producing 2-3 shows this year. So it's, I mean, yeah, it's amazing.
And one of those shows is your summer musical?
Summer musical. It's exciting. We Into the Woods Junior, it's our very first time we've ever produced a all-youth summer musical. We have 43 students involved from the ages of 3rd grade up through 12th grade. We have a main company that's 7th through 12th. We have a main company that are both acting, and then we also have a tech team. And then we have a young company that is meeting for less amount of time, but they're still part of the production, and they are the 3rd through 6th graders, and we have 13 of them.
It's Sondheim.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's hysterical. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun, and it's so accessible. One of the things that I really wanted to do was, when looking at all the different possible shows, I know that Into the Woods Junior hasn't been produced here for quite a while, although Bentonville High School is doing it next year,
which is exciting.
I know we're excited about that. But also, too, I wanted something that families could go see. I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and if I'm going to produce something, I really want it to be something that I know they're going to get a kick out of and enjoy. So it's not a typical theater for youth performance. It's not Seussical, but it is a classic. And it is something that we want all of our young actors to know by heart, because it's those songs are the ones that you walk away singing. Into the Woods, da-da-da-da.
And it's a big leap as our first one. It's Sondheim, so it's challenging. Mm-hmm. And these kids are working so hard. And they're amazing. I mean, they show up every day for production camp, and they're singing and dancing. And, you know, we have a tech crew of kids, too, who are learning how to build flats and learning how to paint and what the tricks of the trade are on that. And it's amazing, and it's so funny. One of our 7th graders, who I've seen fairly often, walked up to his mom and said, "Okay, we got most of the flats done. Now we're going to move on to this." And it was like you were listening to, you know, a professional techie. So it was really, really cool. As a techie, I like that sort of stuff.
Now, I haven't seen this play, but I understand it has something to do with fairy tale characters, which are very in right now.
Yes, very in right now, which is exciting. Yes, you meet the baker and his wife, who are not very well-known fairy tale characters, but they're like the main couple. You also have Jack and his mother and Jack's cow, Milky White. And then you also, the show opens up with Cinderella, her stepmother, and two awful stepsisters. And what ends up happening is that those characters end up going into the woods, and everybody kind of gets lost in the woods needing something. And so there's all this missing and mayhem and people running in and out. And then you end up meeting the princes, who sing this wonderful song called Agony.
That's
about
genius.
How it's just incredible, but how they have met these most beautiful girls, but one is locked away up in a tower, and the other one keeps running away after her ball, and he can't catch her, and they're competing with each other about which is the worst agony that the prince could have. And then Jack is trying to sell Milky White, but it's his best friend, and it's a cow, and poor Jack has no other friends. And so the baker and his wife are wanting to get pregnant, but turns out they can't because the witch has placed a spell on them, and so they have to go and get this potion. And so it's just, it's a wonderful story of all these different storylines. The other great thing about the show too is that it's an ensemble. Mm-hmm. Even though we have lead characters, mm-hmm. everybody has a part in it, and it's just, it's a wonderful mix of true teamwork.
It's Sondheim, and when this was written, it was written for the Broadway stage. It was written perhaps with an all-family audience in mind, but it was written for Broadway is generally an adult endeavor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This was not written for children to produce or children to act in, right? I mean, this was a legitimate, honest-to-God Broadway performance.
Yep. Right.
Did that give you any pause?
Well, honestly,
not because of content, but just because, like you said, at Sondheim, it was a challenging...
It did. I mean, we did have a discussion about it, but... Cassie's vision, and totally correct, is that the Into the Woods Junior version, which we've acquired through a company called MTI, and that is part of their Broadway Junior collection, which is so much more accessible. So it is a portion of Into the Woods. It's smaller.
First act.
Yeah, it's the first act, essentially. And so it's a little bit more easily digested. So if you are going to bring a five-year-old, it's not... full-length Sondheim. It's a little easier to digest, and the music's it's a little different. It's a little bit different than the full Broadway.
Yeah, MTI is great in taking the Broadway musicals and bringing them to the high school cast, mm-hmm. Knowing that they're going to be challenging the high school singers and actors, but still providing that real quality experience for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So the other great thing, too, that we've done this summer is that this is what we call our production camp. So the students are there from 9 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they've been taking singing classes and dance classes and acting classes, and then in the afternoon they have rehearsal time. So that's been working out really well, too, because they have all the time to be able to really get into the... to get into the music and the words and the meaning behind the lyrics and things like that. We have a full staff, too. We've got Jason Sewell's directing. Bill...
Hesse.
Thank you. Bill Hesse is doing our music director. Shelley Odell is our accompanist. She's also a music director in her own right. And then so she's working with us as well. We have a choreographer on staff. We've got
Tony Terrell,
who is the drama director at the Benton County School for the Arts, as our tech guy. And that's his love. So it's awesome for him to be able to spend 3 weeks working with the tech team just doing what he loves to do. We also have assistant stage manager. And we've got assistant directors, and so we're really feel like if we need to pull a group out, we can, and we've got mm-hmm. the people there who are able to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way that I would have wanted to spend my summer when I was 16. That's pretty much it.
Cassie Mashevitz is the artistic director and a founder of Trike Theater, which is based in Bentonville.
And Sarah Lear is the managing director of the company.
The performance is this weekend at Arend Arts Center, which is on the high school campus at Bentonville High School.
Yes, on July 27th, that's Friday, the performance is at 7 o'clock, and on Saturday, the performance is at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students, 18 and younger, in advance, but at the door, it's $12 for adults and $8 for kids.
Should be pointed out, though it's based in Bentonville, it has participation from all over Northwest Arkansas.
Yes.
This is...
Ozarks at Large.